cement, that, that rough kind of stuff that you have, I think you have, use it outside. Do you have one outside your door here for a doormat?
Sometimes.
Yeah, what is that called? What kind of a sack is that? A bag?
Well.
Made of that rough cloth. Sometimes they're 100, 200 pounds of,
I don't know really how.
Well, sometimes they're called burlap.
Oh, yeah.
Burlap.
Yeah. It's burlap bags, you know, the whole grain sometimes.
Yeah, burlap bag. Well, I was wondering also if you ever used the term either a croaker sack or a toe sack.
We didn't much hear. I've heard them called toe sacks, I think.
Okay. And now, when the amount of meal, of corn, you know, that a person takes to the mill at one time, and you know, on his, he might get up on his horse and just take an input and have a sack of meal and have it hang as the corn and hang it over either side of the horse, and they drive up to the, you know, drive over to the to the mill with it. Well, how much meal would you say he's taken there? How much, what would you call it, that quantity?
Well, we speak of it in bushels, I just.
Yeah, but I was wondering is if the word a turn of corn meant a certain amount.
It didn't hear, I don't think.
How about a grist?
Yeah, we call them grist.
Now that was about as much as you could carry to the mill at one time.
Now, I used to do a lot of the milling for home, and we'd go to the flour mill. It was about 2 or 3 miles down there, and we'd take 2 bushels of corn on a horse. I know one time the roads, you know, were muddy, and the horse was sort of stepping around the mud, and a fella had his fence propped up, and we hit that prop. The fence just kept a falling.
How much is a grist of
Well, it could vary, but a lot of people in those early days just put maybe a half a bushel on their shoulder and go to the mill, you know, walking with it.
Yeah.
But when we got to go on the horse, why, we generally took 2 bushels.
And that would be called a grist?
Grist, yeah.
And would you ever use that for the, would you ever talk about a grist of grain for going, if you're going to the flour mill? Would you use grist there for that too?
I tell you, you see, they used to toll, and the rule was 1/8 of your grist.
Uh-huh.
And now my father run a corn mill, you see. Here come a fellow with a half a bushel on it and on the ground. Well, 1/8 wouldn't be much, would it? It wouldn't hardly out.
All right. I see. But so 1/8 of your grist. So the grist, whatever amount. I mean, if you took a whole wagon load, that would be a grist too.
Yeah. And well, they didn't call it a grist unless it's on your shoulder or a horse.
Okay.
You see.
Good. Okay. That's fine. Now, what about would you ever use the term grist when you went to the flour mill too?
Yes.
Okay. And then the amount of wood you could carry in your arms at both times, you'd say that's just an arm.
It wouldn't be a cord.
No, you'd call it an arm.
Yeah, arm full of wood.
Sure. And then if you had a wagon load, you know, you were using a wagon and you didn't have it all the way full and just had a part load on that wagon, what might you call that?
Well, I don't know. Now, we used, when I was at home, we used firewood and stove wood, and that'd be some of us boys' job on Saturday. You'd have to put wood.
Well, you know, if you were going back and forth with wood all day long, you'd say you were going back and forth to the sawmill or something. You'd say you were
hauling.
Yeah.
Cordwood.
Okay, so if you're hauling cordwood,